This information is subject to a disclaimer at the end of this podcast. Please ensure that you listen to the disclaimer and go to www.ubs.com for further information about UBS.
Hi, everyone, and thank you for tuning into UBS Global Research Pod Up, a channel that shares insights from economists, strategists, and equity analysts on the pivotal questions and events shaping today's markets. My name is Yong-Suk Sun, career strategist at UBS, and I'm here with Jennifer Han, career internet analyst at UBS. In this episode, we're going to be taking a look at what's happening in the Korea e-commerce market. So Jennifer, Korea has one of the highest e-commerce penetration globally. I would suspect that it increased even further with COVID-19. Can you share with us how COVID-19 has affected the market?
Sure, Yong-Suk. Korea e-commerce market has grown 40% in the past 2 years, driving online penetration higher, reaching 35% last year. As you mentioned, this is one of the highest globally, with the U.S. at 20% and Japan at 10%. If we look at the online penetration by product category, we saw the fastest growth in food sales or online grocery, obviously with more people eating at home. But still, online penetration for this food category is still only at 24% versus non-food at much higher, 42%. So we think there is still more room for growth in online grocery.
I see. But as we come out of COVID-19, and hopefully soon, do you think that increase in online grocery penetration could reverse?
Yeah, we do think that the growth could slow, but we expect penetration to continue to increase. In the UBS Evidence Lab survey, more than 50% of the respondents said that they increased online grocery spending due to COVID and plan to continue to spend more even after COVID-19 is over. We also find that more older consumers who are reluctant in the past to try online grocery have, to somewhat degree, been compelled to try because of COVID. And now that they've tried it, they trust the quality and find it convenient. Also, even from the supply side, e-commerce companies are focusing more on this online grocery category because that's the category where the penetration is still low, but growing the fastest. And because it's a repeated purchase, there's higher chance of securing a regular and loyal customer base. So there's been more competition, which has led to faster delivery service and better product offering and pricing.
That is interesting. And I have to agree. I definitely increased online grocery spending myself, and I don't think I'll be going back to what I used to before COVID-19. For our listeners outside of Korea, can you share with us how fast delivery is growing in Korea?
Sure. The fastest would be the quick commerce service that started about 2 years ago, which is grocery delivery within 1 hour. This is actually a global trend that we've seen in other countries as well, and it's happening in Korea as well. Although they say it's within 1 hour, it usually even gets delivered in 30 minutes or less. Most of the restaurant food delivery platforms have expanded into the service as they want to utilize their riders outside of peak hours. Because usually these riders are only busy during lunch and dinner time. So they're trying to utilize the morning and afternoon hours of these riders. Then we have the Dawn delivery service, which is also offered by many e-commerce providers now in Korea, where if you order a grocery by midnight, they get delivered by 7 a.m. the next day.
I don't think I've tried quick commerce yet. How is their product offering and pricing compared to other online and offline retailers?
Yeah, quick commerce is still quite at nascent stage, but product offering has been improving. At first, most of the product offering was snacks and beverages or products that could be bought at convenience stores. But more recently, we do see that the product offering has expanded to more fresh food like vegetables, meats, and meal kits that you would buy at supermarkets. Also, pricing has become much more competitive and quite comparable to that of supermarket or hypermarkets.
Interesting. It sounds like it means more competition for offline retailers. Can they do anything to compete?
Interestingly, we believe this rise in online grocery could be an opportunity for offline retailers to gain back the share that they've lost to online retail over the years. And we think as fast delivery becomes more important, fulfillment centers or logistics centers will have to come more into the inner city. And if we look at the logistics centers that were built until now, we think most of them were built outside of the city centers where land was more available as well as cheap. But with online grocery, as fast delivery is much more important, the fulfillment will increasingly need to be handled closer to where the consumers are. And the offline retailers already have these stores where the consumers are. So if they can successfully transform these offline store network to online fulfillment, then we think offline retailers can actually benefit from the rise in online grocery and fast delivery. However, you know, this is not as easy as it might sound because, you know, for convenience stores, although the top two convenience store operators in Korea have about 15,000 stores nationwide each, these stores usually operate under a franchise business model, and the store size tends to be quite small. So there is a limit to how much inventory can be kept at the store. So we see quite a few challenges for these offline retailers ahead of their transformation.
How about the e-commerce providers? What does this mean for the overall competitive landscape?
And we think there will be more consolidation. That's one interesting thing about Korea's e-commerce market. You know, we didn't have any dominant e-commerce providers, and it was highly fragmented. But interestingly, there's been, you know, much more consolidation happening over the years. If you look at the combined market share of the top three companies in e-commerce in Korea, it grew from 30% in 2018 to 45% last year. And we think this is going to continue to increase. We think companies that offer fast delivery will continue to gain share, but platforms that cannot compete in terms of, say, delivery times or lacks any kind of differentiation will continue to lose share.
That is very interesting. Thank you for that overview, Jennifer. And thank you for visiting the UBS Research Pod Hub. That was an overview of the Korea e-commerce market with Yong-Suk Sun, Korea strategist, and Jennifer Han, Korea Internet Analyst at UBS. Tune in again for more investment insights. Thank you.
This content has been prepared by UBS AG, its subsidiaries and or affiliates, and is purely informational in nature. It is not investment research and does not contain an investment recommendation, nor investment or professional advice. It is not an offer or solicitation to engage in any investment activity, and you should seek your own financial, tax, and legal advice before engaging in any such activity. UBS has no responsibility to you in relation to this content and has no regard to your personal circumstances or investment objectives, and receiving it does not imply any form of client relationship with UBS for any legal, regulatory or tax purpose. This content is not intended for distribution into any jurisdiction where to do so would be contrary to law or regulation. UBS does not accept any liability over the content of such material or reliance upon any information contained herein. The views and opinions expressed by any guest speaker or third party are not those of UBS. Accordingly, UBS does not accept any liability over any such views and opinions expressed by such persons. This content is the valuable intellectual property of UBS, and UBS specifically prohibits the redistribution of it in whole or in part without its prior written permission. Copyright UBS 2022. The key symbol and UBS are among the registered and unregistered trademarks of UBS. All rights reserved.